We have words that identify people born at a particular time in the history of a country. These definitions help others put a framework around the times. You've got your Notch babies, Depression babies, Baby Boomers, Generation Xers, Blackout babies, Millennial and Dot-Comers. You've heard of the rest, but Buzz, what's a blackout baby? Well, it happened during the big Northeast blackout of, I think, 1965. The lights went out and people couldn't watch TV. Couldn't take the car out because the traffic signals didn't work. All the recreational outlets were closed, except one. 9 months later, there was a baby boom. Blackout babies. A blackout baby's not the worst thing they could have been called. They could have been the lights out babies or the nothing else to do babies. This also happened when people stayed home on the infamous Y2K New Year's Eve. Babies. What'll we call them? The stockpile toilet paper and water babies? The computer crash babies? Or just the everything's gone to hell in a handbasket, so let's have one last fling, babies. I'm a baby boomer. Sounds like what a baby does unexpectedly when company's around. The baby boom started when the soldiers came home after World War II. They got married and started families. This happened over a period of a few years. We're turning 50 now at a rapid rate. How do we feel about it? Sometimes it happens like this. You get a sign. Just when was it that I realized I had to relate to my status as a baby boomer? The first time I couldn't recognize any music in the top 100? The first time I had to buy a pair of relaxed fit jeans? The first time a 20-something gave up their seat to me on the metro rail? Just kidding, there's always a seat on the metro rail. For me, it was the day just a few months prior to my 50th birthday when the mail came. And in the mail, an invitation. An invitation to join the American Association of Retired Persons. I double-checked the name on the envelope. It couldn't be me. It was someone with my name who lived at my address. Oh, God, it was me. Here I was, technically, still in my 40s. It was a shock. The room started to spin. Blood was rushing somewhere. Up to that point, the only thing that vertigo meant was a good Hitchcock film. But when I opened the envelope, a whole new world opened up for me. A world of discounts. Discounts on life insurance, car insurance, vitamins, plane fares, the world of early bird dining. Early bird dining. It was too good to pass up. I almost didn't care if my name was going to be sold to 35 more lists, generating 6 to 10 extra pieces of junk mail per carrier per day. And vertigo be damned. But what would it all mean? I started to visualize myself asking our waiter at the Rascal House, "Would you fill the roll basket just one more time, please?" I took out my personal takeaway bag, you know, the one with the big drug company logo, and prepared to surreptitiously stuff it with tomorrow's breakfast. I smiled to myself, all that extra sweet and low on the table, just mine for the taking. I looked down, and my pants were made of polyester. I looked at my watch. The early bird was about to end. It was a nightmare. No! No! When I came to my senses, I was holding a coupon book good at many leading restaurants and dry cleaners. I had experienced what was known as VPRS, very pre-retirement syndrome. Call it a junior moment. I was lifetimes away from anything that smacked of retirement, but here were offers. From someone who never buys retail, I'll tell you, it looked good. Except for the discounts on those fiber products. They say you can't get too much fiber, that your body will tell you when you've had enough. But I just don't want to lose any close friends because I've been ingesting too much fiber and now my body is telling them I've had too much. By the way, I read an article in the paper with new test results about how fiber may not be as good for you as they say. After all that previous information about how good it was supposed to be, what is this, a cycle that's come full circle? I'm waiting for the test results about how chocolate's now a health food and Cherry Garcia Haagen-Dazs will add years to your life. Anyway, I joined the AARP. The episode didn't even register a blip on my radar screen. One day, soon after, the mail came. And there it was, one of the perks of joining, the latest issue of Modern Maturity. Now to a guy whose maturity level is on a par with the booger jokes of Dave Barry, this was too much. Just the name, Modern Maturity. Well, at least they didn't call it the Geezer's Gazette or the Body Noise News. I don't want to think prune walk every month when the publication arrives, okay? They should have called it Boomer's Rock and Roll. Then I wouldn't have buried the magazine under a pile of papers. Hey, I'm from the Woodstock generation. No, I didn't want to arrive at middle age. I'd lived through the 60s and 70s and remembered most of it. As I recall, someone of middle age just didn't look like me. I looked like a mellow Gallagher, and that's not what my parents looked like when they were that old. Of course, now when someone mentions acid, I think Pepsi AC. But time marches on. Mick Jagger's a grandfather, and Keith Richards looks like one. A hot flash is no longer illegal, and you don't break out in a sweat when a police siren wails because the only seeds on the floor of your car are from the sesame bagel you wolfed for lunch, followed by that Pepsi AC. And that's your radio buzz.